Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Okay, let me read the email that the guy wrote for those that maybe missed it yesterday. Hey guys, if anybody's perfect for this email, it's you. So I'm writing this because I did something this weekend you might call Bull S on. He actually wrote Bull S, which I thought was
nice.
Like really, that was nice. Call Bull S on, but here it goes. I'm 33 years old. I never smoked weed in my life, capitalized, swear, and never really hung out with people who did. I find that's hard for people to believe nowadays, but it's true. Well, my cousin had a pipe on him full of weed, I guess you would say, LOL. He said, and he knew not to even offer me, but something got into me, man, and I took it from him and I took a hit. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to think. I really did get high, and I loved it, to be honest with you, but I mean, more stuff happened, but I know you don't like long emails, so I'll leave my number. And he left his number, and then he ends it by saying, I'm kind of at a crossroads in life, you could say. And then, should I read his phone number live on the radio right now?
I wish you would.
And then he ended it with peace. Sincerely, nice. P1 first time, high guy.
Is that what a pothead would say? Peace? Like, I don't know.
Most potheads I know would hang loose.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hang loose or,
kiss the sambas.
Tongue peach emoji, something fun.
Have a puka shell necklace.
Okay. the guest line. Oh, we consider you a guest, P1 first time high guy. Welcome, guest. Uh-oh. Did he doze off? Hi, guy.
Is he packing a bowl?
Hey.
Hey, there he is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little surprised, to be honest. Not really a hangover like I was expecting, so.
You expected a hangover from that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't you usually get hangovers from things?
We were saying, alcohol and stuff, but like one time, Pop Brownies gave me a hangover. And so did Salvia. We talked about that too. That gave me a bad. That was
Salvia.
I don't know.
Now that one I've heard is crazy,
dude. It was.
Yeah, the gas station weed sounds like it was.
Felt like the floor was falling underneath me, and like so that ruins the fun high. You know,
I felt that before.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was
my. You guys know Pink Floyd?
Very well. Yeah.
Just by their music, I've never met them.
I have a buddy that told me he did that once, and he was listening to this song called The Trial off of The Wall, which, if you know the concept at all, he thought he was Pinkerton Floyd.
Wow.
And I was like, that sounds like the worst experience ever. I think I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, see, you know, the gnomes and all that stuff. Like, I've never seen that by, I've done my share of stuff. And I've never seen the gnomes that people talk about, and horrify me. That would horrify me. So maybe let kids do drugs to get scared, and then they won't do them no more.
Right.
They see the gnomes. So let's talk about this. 33 years old, you had never done it before. You did it, and now you said you've had some kind of epiphany at 33 years old. Just walk us through everything. First off, I mean, what a day to celebrate our Lord and Savior's resurrection.
Yeah, man, on Easter. Come on.
That was kind of odd, right?
Right. Well, I didn't say.
Like, are you a high strung kind of guy? Like, are you?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't really call myself high strung, honestly, but I would say I was probably pretty overly organized up until this point. Realistically, I always looked for reasons to keep busy, and this whole experience really taught me maybe to slow down, take a break when I need it. I really feel like it kind of forced me to slow down and relax, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can't turn your mind off kind of stuff?
Oh, Yeah. Yeah. Before this, you know, I would work so much and just, I'd keep myself busy all the time. I would feel completely run down and just out of nowhere. And when my body is tired, my brain isn't always tired, if that makes sense. So really, it's like my brain's still going. I'm running in circles before this, and I'm not being hyperbolic by saying this, but I feel like weed has really changed my life for the better in this very, very short amount of time.
Wait, isn't there a pot that gives you, I don't want to say gives you energy, but kind of peps you up a little bit, right?
Sativa.
So you don't, okay, so.
I've heard.
Well, yeah, they're all.
Right.
I think so. I mean, that's what my friend was saying. My cousin too. But
you wouldn't.
I don't know.
That.
I don't know what's what really.
Yeah, I mean that's the only way I remember it. Indica, they would always say, means in the couch. Like you're gonna be asleep. It's gonna knock you out.
That's what you would want, right?
No, I don't know. I never need that.
But like see,
to be that exhausted.
Yeah, like, but I get what you're saying about like not being able to turn off the brain at night.
Yeah,
that's why I choose Ambien. On okay. Work nights, I don't do it on the.
But
weekends.
You don't build up a tolerance to Ambien,
dude. People ask me that all the time. I swear I don't. I mean, I can tell.
That's
I
good.
Can tell when my body like I feel that. Ooh, you know that little. All right, get into bed now.
And you stay asleep.
Yeah,
but you didn't take Melatonin, and you went straight to Ambiens.
Melatonin. You've been saying it wrong. It's melatonin. No, I don't. That for whatever reason, it could be a placebo effect. That crap doesn't work on me. But a good old Ambo.
You got to take a handful.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you don't want to mention it, you don't have to. In a relationship, married, anything such as? Because that's one thing if you decide this is going to be. And also, this is only 2 weeks. You don't know that this is life-changing yet.
Right? You're a two-week pothead.
Like, I mean, think about this. Like, your right. tolerance, the more you do, will... Like, you're not going to... Probably right now, you'll probably take one hit and you're set for, like, hours, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that will wane. I mean, that will... You'll have to...
Really?
To do,
yeah, you're going to need, like, more potent, like, weeds, right? Stronger buds. Bigger buds.
Yeah.
Greener buds.
I mean, it's all new to me for real, but.
But you're saying you're looking at it literally from a medicinal standpoint of this. So you're doing this at the end of the day, not during the work day, not before work. You're doing it at the night to just relax and chill.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, you know. I mean.
Have you bought some since then, or did your cousin give you a little bit? Because nobody does it one time and suddenly decides that they're going to change your life. He give you a little,
well, yeah, I mean, I gave him a little bit of money or something.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know.
Probably he broke you off a couple nickel sacks, I guess. Yeah. A
couple nugs,
something like that.
Yeah,
a handful.
Oh wow,
handful of weed.
Lord, he must grow his
own. That should be measured.
I gave him a handful. All you can grab.
That's a sack. Measurement, isn't it?
Get you a sack full. So, were you like tripping? Not tripping, but like. You're out there with pastel colors and the, because it was sunny on Easter Sunday, at least around here, like all these pastel colors and stuff. Like, were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah. It was a wild scene, man.
Yeah. And you just noticed. So did anyone besides cousin friend notice that you were high? An aunt? A younger nephew, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say probably everyone, or at least a good bit of people, thought I seemed different. I don't think anyone really specifically was like, oh, this guy's high, you know.
Did
but,
they see that you did, okay, do they know that cousin does it? Like, is it just like, hey, if you're gonna do your stuff, go do it outside, that kind of thing?
Say that again.
Uh-oh. What'd you do, just take a hit?
I didn't hear you.
Give Sorry. Me a shotgun through the microphone.
It's already kicking in.
So does the family know that your cousin smokes weed? Is it one of those things where that's just his thing to do?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, oh. I mean they do. But honestly, yeah. So later my parents found out that I was high, and they were surprised that I took a hit, you know. But I'm an adult, too. So, yeah, I mean, how mad could they have really gotten?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, once they figured it out, they knew, obviously, I was with my cousin because everybody knows I'm having a switch.
A lot of people didn't believe you could go to, you know, your age and not smoke anything.
Yeah, what was that big motivator? Like, was it church, or was it like you thought you would die, or you were a pussy? I mean, what was it?
I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about moving, actually.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I was,
where you want
what
to
was
to
going
Colorado?
On. I mean, we're all around family at the time, and and I don't have a wife or kids. And I'm like, you know what? I could pretty much just pick up and do whatever.
Is that legit?
And then, yeah, my cousin was smoking, and I was like, well, I haven't even done that. I'm talking about moving states, you know?
Are you coming out of a relationship kind of fresh?
Well, not completely recently, but yeah, like within the last 90 days. But it wasn't like a super serious relationship, but I thought it was going to be at one point, you know, and it didn't really last that long. But it was still jarring.
Yeah.
So you want to reset everything and just move because of weed, I guess?
The weed's the eye-opener for him. He realizes that
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say it's because of weed. I was more so because of just – I don't really think, you know, where I'm at. Like, I have – I don't know, just like – I'm not meeting the right people, if that makes sense.
Are you wanting to move somewhere where it's legal, though?
I mean, now that's like a point of consideration. It wasn't before. Nope. I was just thinking about moving. I'm like, it's Easter, you know, whatever. But
so you want to move too?
But yeah, that's, I mean, I don't want to go without the handfuls now.
Nice.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Speaking of family, you know, the life is so wild, right? So mom's funeral yesterday, as we just talked about. My dad's birthday today. Also, my nephew Sterling's birthday is today.
Oh, happy Sterling. Birthday,
yeah,
Sterling.
He was born on my dad's birthday, and it's like, you know, weird how that is. Like, my sister was 50 years younger than my grandmother. I was 50 years younger than my grandfather. That's how we always remember that.
That's kind of cool.
People try to plan it that way and can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Having a kid, like, or people, same birthdays.
Like, when they would have to, especially, like, farm, like, real farmers, like, doing crops and stuff, not, like, play farming like I do, but they...
hobby farm.
They would have to plan, like, okay, we're going to have sex right now. Also, they're listening right now, so love you, buddy. It was good to see you yesterday, because they're listening right now. So, sir, also River, I'll give you a shout-out. It's not your birthday, but you're
what's
awesome
up, boys?
Kid. They're football players. And
nice.
To mom listening right now, love you too. But I go ahead and turn the channel now.
You got a couple linemen in that car with you there.
Yeah, a couple linemen. I would. I love you too. I'll go ahead and change the channel now.
Got you a couple guards.
Just
practice quick hands.
You know, I don't want to make this fun thing. Oh, he said my name on the birthday. Then all of a sudden we take a call and somebody says, hey, you know.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man.
It hurts when I do this. Is that bad? So, all right, for real, change channel. Not to that other's channel, though. Just turn it off altogether.
Yeah.
Don't change it to the competition.
Silence.
Right.
On the way.
Okay. The fat boy said, I want to talk about the race today. And I was like, well, the race is on. And here comes
right in the backstretch. Heartache was coming to the inside. My tears are holding back and they're trying not to. Huh?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. What do you think I did growing up? Wasn't allowed to listen to rap music.
You look like you robbed grocery stores.
That was Peter Johnson, fake name friend.
Mm.
So
I said, Talladega, where Jug is racing. Also,
thank God, super speedway racing. Screw short track racing. Unless you're late models or super modifieds.
There'll be crumbs of this going on for a long, long time. I'll keep remembering to thank people. Everybody that came out yesterday. But a guy who is racing at Talladega put his schedule back one day so he'd come to my mama's funeral.
That is so
Jeremy
nice.
Clements. You are the man. Rob Inario told his client, I'm going to a funeral. I will not be at court today. No, he didn't do
told
that.
The judge to piss off.
He told the judge to go to hell or somewhere else.
He
no.
did not.
He, but everybody who, 2 o'clock in the middle of the day to be there, you had to change something about your life, maybe lose a little money. God bless you. Now, as he said, I'm not talking about Talladega.
Nope.
He says, I'm talking about, and then he pointed to his privates. And now you know why I had Angel change the channel.
Oh,
assuming she did.
Goodness.
But she did.
Like, I wonder what he's going
to
say.
We're all about
to listening to it in her AirPod, whatever the hell. EarPod? See, you turned it. I just said hell.
This is going to happen tonight. I'm not going to give him a total plug because, you know, you can find this out. Everybody can watch it live streamed at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight.
Are you an influencer and I don't know it?
What are you doing?
This is gross, and I'm probably going to bet on it. Oh. You got two mono versus mono. You got a kid from USC, a kid from UCLA, two college kids.
Naked wrestling.
No, but you're not too far off. This is an upstart that, by the way, has already got $1 million invested into it.
What the
and
hell?
It was created by a 17-year-old and three other people. Ooh. It is called the Sperm Racing League. And this is going to be the first ever match tonight.
What are they doing?
So each of these contestants.
Are you using this like
are you for
like
real?
With a radar gun? Or are we talking about they're actually going to follow them to see?
So what's going to happen is they're each going to provide a sample beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And the sperm from each contestant is set up to race on a track that mimics the female reproductive system. So they're saying this race could take anywhere.
We can't
anywhere.
Get a cure for cancer. We make a video
We're
game about
impregnate? Someone's
going to
get pregnant?
There was a, no, like this is, the racetrack is, it's a track mimicking okay. the female reproductive system.
So it's not in an actual.
It's like a slide for a microscope slide.
I don't think that's the way y'all look in there. It ain't like you. Mortal waves.
Now they don't.
How
more like rip roaring rapids.
No, my point is it would
I'll
have.
See your log flume.
It would have to be clear so you could see it. And magnify.
Dude, I never thought about log flume. They like you're talking about the butthole.
Never mind.
They're saying the race could take anywhere from 3 minutes to an hour. They don't know yet. They're also saying that it's going to be measured by microscopic cameras and thermal.
Tracking. Yeah, it's basically a slide.
Well, I was going to get to it eventually.
She's being passive aggressive toward me because I interrupted her.
I'm
she's
not,
mad because
I'm
I did,
just,
though.
I, you
I
know
did.
How, no,
I was going to apologize to you off air, but you want to bring it on air right now.
I love science. I got excited.
Well, look.
That's true.
This is a major event.
I was like, I'd love that.
They expect 1,000 people tonight at the LA Palladiums where they're going to have it.
Of course.
They've got a press conference planned for it. This is an upstart league. This is just the first match.
You know what this reminds me of in a sick, twisted way? It's like Running Man, the prequel.
Right.
Like this futuristic thing, like we bet on everything now. How about this? Like these kids were probably sitting around drinking, doobie and smoking catamine and special K and all this stuff. And they're like, dude, you know what would be a great idea?
It's funny that you mentioned the betting aspect of it because I looked into it. And they got the one kid. Now, they can't really reveal all their medicals because of HIPAA and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they're basing this off of researched for each like race.
Come on.
So the one kid.
That's like saying every person of a certain race has well endowed. Remember what?
Right.
We had the guy call in one time. He's like, I want to let you know that it is not true. This. Stereotype that
he might
has
be
been
the only
laid
one.
Out. It might be, but he's like, I think he had said before, like, women would expect more than he had. And he had to just lay it out there. I am at least the one man of color. Not well.
So let me ask you a
on
question.
On this show, 2020 didn't have it, Dateline didn't have it, Rise Guys had it.
They're basing this off of, you know, scientific data for the race. So they're saying the Caucasian men. Usually have higher testosterone rates, but his opponent is half Asian, and they're saying that usually Asian men have a higher concentration of sperm.
Interesting.
Per volume, like the count.
So is it just...
So this is more about, not about the color of your skin, but more about how fast your sperm can run.
So
swim.
So it's basically like a CT scan.
They're not running.
Yeah, that's going to mimic the vaginal canal, sort of. So it would travel up?
As far as I know, we're going to see the track, and then we're going to see some microscopic camera shots. But I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to watch
it.
Should
make a tiny little GoPro and put on them.
It's kind of going to be kind of what it is.
Because they'll turn it into a ride at Disney.
Because is it I can't remember.
Sperm.
Like ejaculate. Can you say that?
You said it like Leon from Curb.
You actually said like the actual medical term for it.
Okay, so is it the thrust or is it the sperm itself?
Great question, because you said they had to pre-provide it. So once you put it in the test tube, in other words, do they just quit swimming for a while or do they just pop back up when they throw it in the Panama Canal or whatever?
This is the unknown.
How fast
are they going
to
go if they even go?
This is oddly, maybe not to a lot of people, it's oddly interesting.
They're
I never
take
thought about that.
Two samples, two sperm from each guy, so four total.
Right.
From what I'm reading, and then they're going to test those.
Because I'm thinking of the dropper thing that you would put on
a penis.
The little
like a pipette.
Yeah,
that thing. So if you squeezed it a little harder, then the sperm would probably go faster, wouldn't it? Than if you just randomly.
I don't know how the launch is going to go as far as the starting point.
I overanalyze.
Are they doing
things.
Like a 5, 4, 3, 2,
boop. Boop, drop it in there?
Because sometimes it's like, you know, talking about the end of things. Like sometimes it's like the 4th of July. Sometimes it's like, you know.
Oh, it ain't going to turn into an eating contest, I hope.
No, and if one didn't get a thrust as fast, it's not going to go as fast.
Is this from the makers of that show, Jousting?
No, not that guy. A 17-year-old that already has $1 million invested into the startup.
Why is that not weird, though, that... Now, I guess it's provisional in the state that they're in, but, like, that's underage.
When other college students.
They're still 17.
So well, he's the founder.
I can understand.
I don't give a damn. If it was a girl that was sitting there doing that, it would be awful. But it's a dude doing it, and it's like... And I'm not being reverse sexism. But you know what I'm saying? Like, why is that okay? The kids funding a sperm contest?
Well, maybe it's for science, and maybe it's for people.
Well, they're saying that they want to address the low fertility rates in men.
Yeah, that's valid, and
do we
that's
need
a
that
good...
Too?
Sure.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Paige was talking about Jeremy Clement's race from Saturday.
Yep.
But we were talking about a different one, and... I was like, you know, I didn't hear what happened with the race.
Oh, the big race.
It was not referring to NASCAR and or Xfinity.
Nope.
NASCAR. Or what? God, what are they? Yeah, just Cup.
Yeah. Cup race?
Cup race.
Cup series.
All that.
Xfinity? Yeah, there was a, this was only a two-man race, though there was an undercard, which I didn't really see much of. Talk about the great sperm race from Friday night.
The thing that we talked about, could not believe it's a real thing, and it is.
Yep.
And it's ran by a 17-year-old, which is quite frankly odd to me.
Which they've already got $1 million invested into the startup. They want to make this a league. And this is very – what I tuned in because it was they're on West Coast time. It happened in Los Angeles.
How long before some woman says, I want to be in it. I want to be in this thing, man.
You know what? They might be able to find a way for that to work.
Of course, she's going
to
get the sample.
Well, same way that Russian wrestler, did their thing. Okay.
So I didn't tune in exactly at 10 o'clock my time.
You actually tuned in for this.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I was in and out because the whole, when they said they were going to do a press conference and like a pre kind of weigh in, well, they did all that on the same day. So this whole thing
What are they weighing?
Well, they weigh themselves, like, which is weird.
Okay.
This whole thing was 6 hours. Jesus. Soup to nuts.
Ah, cute.
Too long.
The whole thing.
Soup to nuts.
It is the clunkiest presentation of any kind of event you would ever hear. Hmm. This is where we're at in society.
Is it like an AEW pay-per-view?
You know what?
Clunkier?
If you're an influencer, somehow that makes you qualified to host.
Oh,
so
apparently. Oh, who was hosting?
I couldn't even tell you.
Fauci.
Imagine the hype man from any band, like any hip hop group in the early 2000s.
Oh wow!
They made that person a host.
Shannon Sharp.
It was a man and a woman.
So that's the only name I've
Shannon
seen.
Sharp is not speaking to the press right now.
He's a Hall of Fame football player too. So he wasn't a rapper.
So
he's got a legit case, but that's another story.
And the race was to see who could, I'm just going to say there, I mean, who could ejaculate the fastest?
No.
Oh.
That's not it at all.
I thought that's what we said. Who came out of the gate the fastest?
No, they've already got the samples. I got a little video to show you, too.
Swimmers.
They mimicked a track that mimics the female reproductive system.
Yeah.
So each sample, I don't know how they did this, but they had cameras, microscopic cameras. So you follow each sample as a... I'm going to show you the video, but it wasn't even a close race. Turned out I would have lost the bet because I would have backed the wrong horse.
Horse.
Oof.
You know how 325 grand is the total bets people put on this
race. Wow, that's silly.
Which is the first of it. They're saying it's a big success. So they're definitely going to do more races.
Is there...
Can I kind of spit on your chair something to get the creek?
Man, it ain't going to. Like, we both guilty of it. I got a feeling it's going to turn into a meeting here at some point. But we've asked for WD-40.
Okay, so I got a little bit of it, but yours is the real, like, yeah, yours is like hauling house sounding.
Well, I mean, yours is probably just as bad, but, like, this is low.
Yeah.
This chair can't get any lower.
What about if we get some of those yoga balls in here to sit on?
That is awful. That is not even comfortable.
I need back support.
Somebody that works here used to do that.
Yeah.
And it was like, even, like, being an in-shape guy just wasn't good. All right, watch this video now. Don't get distracted.
Okay.
So here we go.
Go on now.
They're both samples. They swim in like some kind of little centrifuge in the center, and then like they just, I don't know how they know to take off, but like the one guy's sample just goes, look, this guy's sperm's not even left yet.
Did they do the anthem ahead of this?
Yeah, man, it's a whole big production. Thanks. 6 hours worth, and look, it's not even a close race. And they're hyping it the whole way. I got audio actually after we see the video, but. So they're switching from slide to slide on the track.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk about how they train prior to the event?
Yeah, it's a whole big thing. They bring out the cash. The winner gets $10,000 in cash, and the guy's like, "Oh, going to the club, not."
Oh my god! Oh, that's dude. It looks like
it's creepy.
What was this? The Nintendo game?
It's not even
RC Pro Am. That's exactly what that looks like. RC Pro Am.
Yeah. So when they finish, I don't know what happens after that.
Well, they probably have a cigarette.
I don't know what happens to the sample. Are they just swimming off the side of the
You just let them die.
Please talk without moving.
It's the god dang it. Now you can kind of don't get distracted. Listen,
ladies and gentlemen, is to determine a champion. One more time, UCLA on top, USC at the bottom. This is for all the marbles. Send the swimmers through the finish line. Oh my god. And this looks like a tighter race. They're neck and neck. Tristan with a slight lead there. And we'll see how they make it through these turns now. Remember, that big ball is the halfway marker. Sometimes having more swimmers doesn't mean that they're faster. These are head-to-head. We might have a photo finish. This is going to do it. Tristan Milker explodes through the finish line. USC wins.
The woman was the that's most annoying.
Okay,
person.
So I was going to say that.
That needed to stop.
Yeah, like that's probably just for equality to have a woman on the set just to make this not seem so, like, whatever.
Male dominant?
Well, it has to be, though, because
she's an internet personality.
Oh. Chanel West Coast.
Too many people now have a voice. And they aren't.
Why does that bother you?
Because they aren't entertaining. It's like,
oh yeah,
you sound like the left.
You sound
after
like
the
YouTube.
That's why music and movies were great in the 80s and 90s coming up, because there were people to filter that for you.
Right.
So when you saw a movie, you heard music, you're like, okay, this has been refined. Somebody knows about it.
And how many times have you heard, oh, this is a great movie, you need to watch it, and it's sucked?
Not so much, but yeah.
You replaced your mind.
Back in the day.
Nobody watched that.
Yeah, the chick's name's Nina Lee. She's awful.
Nina Lee.
Just annoying, just dumb, stupid, aggravating, and loud, yenta.
All the little puns that they were making. And so what was that to watch? Did you pay to watch it?
No, it was free on YouTube.
Okay.
They got a lot of YouTube hits.
I can see, you know, if there's nothing else to watch sports-wise, senior citizen law, bowling, sperm running would be probably the next one.
I don't know if they can replicate the interest for the next one, but... The fact that, like, you actually wanted to see how that would look, now that we
I
know.
I mean, it's interesting to see, but that's just a represent. He's having sex in here.
God almighty.
I can't see the person, but I see.
It ain't a dude.
You want to trade chairs?
No, see, that's the thing. I can't use any of these other chairs. These are too, like, slimming at the
Try
hips.
Try to help.
We try to. That one you can't really move in.
That one chair, if you stand up too fast, you'll take it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It catches the handles on the side.
So like, this is the only option, really.
I just—it's part of the fun.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's, you don't have too much fun.
Maybe we'll get wooden chairs from here on out that don't.
You
sleep.
Know what? If we want to get like some rockers down into a Cracker Barrel, that's cool.
You'd only chairs. Hear us when we're like swinging up toward the microphone. We're back here. Oh, now I'm back.
Clocking.
Going back and forth.
So like, yeah, I got to reach up to press buttons.
Oh my goodness.
Did you, several people want to know on the text line, did you put any money on it, Fat Boy? Oh, no, you said that. You said who you would have bet on did lost.
Who I would have. I couldn't find a book that was taking action on it.
Couldn't interview any ex-girlfriends from the guys to see
it. I would have took the wrong guy. I took the guy with a higher testosterone count, not the actual higher sperm count, based on previous science according to their race. So, you know,
the race of the sperm, not of the people, or vice versa.
Well, you were the race of the people, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't even close, man. It was a blowout.
Cute. So, that's cute.
We'll see if I don't know how they would do it. Like celebrity, would you watch a celebrity version?
I mean, I like
maybe
the one thought was this seems like a bunch of guys got high one night and one of them had a little bit of motivation. He's like, you guys remember we had that idea about we'd like to see how fast it actually happens when we do that? My dad's giving me $1 million to do this. We're going to get sponsors.
I don't know.
Like Fire Island.
They're saying
or not like, Fire Festival, not Fire Island.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's a wrong one.
That thing was terrible.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.